Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Roger Clemens is joining us right now.
Roger should be doing
this.
Roger should be doing this. I don't know if he wants to do that.
Well, we'll ask him. Roger, do you want to? Look, we got Wainwright on the call. We're not crazy about him. What about you doing this stuff instead of Adam Wainwright?
Color commentary.
Hey, I enjoy doing it all, watching some of these guys that I know and I've known for a long time. So, I love doing it, but I don't know that I want to do it full time. I'd rather call into you guys in the morning.
You see? I love that. That's what we love about Roger Clemens right here on ESPN. 97.5 and 92.5.
Brought hindsight from these chairs.
That's right. Brought to you by John Daspit right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We really appreciate it, John Daspit. If you have any kind of personal injury, this is the guy that you have to call. Roger, okay, let's talk first about Verlander and how he has turned it around. Of course, he got a couple of ground ball double plays that he normally does not get. He wasn't all that great early on. He was great later. But, man, those double play balls certainly can't help that starter, can it?
You're dead on, Jono. Yeah, I mean, it got a little dicey early, but the two double plays, man, that's a game changer for a starting pitcher. And like you said, both JV and I are fairly fly ball pitchers, so to get those were crucial. And Minnesota, that's where you got to, slow somebody down early. If they're going to get to JV, a frontline pitcher, they get to you early. And Minnesota came out and put pressure on early. And again, the double plays were the key. That's what you're going to have to watch for in Game 3 in Minnesota, those first three innings. I think Javier's pitching Game 3 against Sonny Gray. And you're going to have to pay attention early because both teams are pretty fired up right now. Guys are getting hits on both teams. To be specific, somebody like Guerrero and, of course, Jordan is locked in. You got to be careful giving these guys, not pitching them tough late in at bats and letting them pick off another hit here or there, or Jordan in his situation, that two-run homer late, and keeping them hot throughout this playoffs. You're going to have to see a situation where now in a short series, and now it's a three-game short series, you're going to have to pay attention to you might be pitching around Jordan. You might start walking this guy like they did Barry Bonds sometimes. I always say, what was it? Verlander's 35th career postseason start. He got going again. He found a way. That's what you have to do. He found a way to do it. I've always said, when I did some TV, I had the viewers watch. What I love about JV and his mechanics is his toe tap. Right when he gets started, excuse me, right when he gets ready to deliver the ball, he's got a little toe tap by the rubber. For your golfer listeners, it's similar to having a little forward press on your to get started on your putting stroke or maybe your swing, but it's a great balanced setup thing for him to stay around the zone and execute pitches, which he does. So I love that. I loved Altuve's ambush first pitch home run. This dude, I'm telling you, he probably woke up and on his drive to the stadium, he knew if he got a fastball in a certain location that he was going to ambush this guy, and he did. I mean, it reminds me of Soriano when I was with the Yankees. He was a leadoff hitter with, 30 homers and 100 RBIs. If you laid a little cookie in there, you weren't getting it back. So it's just fun to watch him play in the postseason, 24th. I think second all time, 24th postseason home run, but It's just fun to watch this dude.
We got Roger Clemens with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're pitching. How do you go about it when you're facing? What do you do because you got Tucker behind him? And what do you do if the Astros with Carlos Correa, because you know how clutch he is and how he is so laser focused in the postseason? It's unbelievable. What do you do when those guys are coming up?
It's brutal when you're facing one of your ex-teammates because you kind of know each other. You still want to make him uncomfortable. I thought JB made some good pitches inside and was crowding him the best he could. Some of the other guys just didn't pitch him well. The game two, I think it was a high, cutter. I think it was a curveball to him. Farmer going to game two now. Farmer, I think his home run was a high cutter. Carrera, did the damage 3-for-4. It was a high curveball. He's lucky that thing stayed in the ballpark because it was sitting up high. And all you got to do is backspin a ball like that when you leave it up in the zone. But it's just different when you're facing an ex teammate and a guy that's pretty special and knows how to play the game. He's going to be they're going back to Minnesota. It's going to be loud, and you got to be careful with him in certain situations, and you got to try and make him feel uncomfortable. So, I'll be as curious as anybody to watch Christian how he's going to pitch him. And like I said, I think the first three innings are going to be, these teams are jumping out quick. Again, Minnesota game one had JV on the ropes, got the double plays like we talked about earlier. And then they came out in game two and really got going. So, pitching and defense, premium at this time of year. We talked about it last year. We can talk about it next year. We can talk about it the next year after that. It's pitching and defense. It's premium right now. It's pretty. They're going to have to be ready. It's a short series now.
Roger Clemens, our guest, brought to you by the John Daspit Law Firm. Roger, I think that one of the big differences, and we spoke with you last year, where Christian Javier was looking like maybe the most effective pitcher in baseball come the postseason, and then Hunter Brown, who was a young pitcher who they did, they only went to a few times, but he was huge out of the bullpen in that Seattle series. These two guys were not the same pitchers this year. How did you account for that? I'm not saying you got deep into the film or anything, but you've watched these Astros. What happened this year with two talented pitchers in Christian Javier and Hunter Brown? Because clearly something is off, more than just the mental. Javier's just not, doesn't have the same movement on some of his fastballs. What did you see, especially with Christian Javier?
Yeah, well, Javier, he was my, I had him winning the Cy Young Award last year. We talked about it, and it's a huge difference right now. I think Hunter has got to be real careful with, that pitch calm when you hear that, whatever the pitch call is in your ear, and you just grab the ball and start throwing it, you turn into a power thrower. We talk to different guys around the league, different friends of mine that are still playing. Even the veteran players I've talked to, that's the main thing we talked about, is that they would, hear the pitch calm or hear the pitch in their ear and then grab the ball and kind of throw it. They turn into a power thrower. And instead of worrying about executing the pitch, the other thing you got to be careful in the postseason is you're amped up. And your ball's not going to sink as much if you're taking it from 92 to 94 miles an hour. 2 miles an hour is a huge difference on a sinker. So there's all kinds of things that go on with these guys when they come in the game. You're a little bit fired up and trying to execute pitches. So again, I'm going to be watching closely, just like everyone else, to see what happens, to see if he can get back on par to what we expected, that he had last year, and be consistent doing it throughout the playoffs. Just not have one great game. Again, playoff baseball. You look at what happened to Kershaw in L.A. And they're talking about not taking him out of the rotation. That's not going to happen. He's going to have to go out there again and do that. Game one, I thought the Astros were great because they're one of the teams that had to sit and watch the wild card playoffs. They didn't look rusty. All the other teams, Baltimore was a close game, but they got beat around. L.A. got blown out with Kershaw, like I just talked about. And Philadelphia manhandled Atlanta. So when those things are starting to happen, you wonder and you worry about, your home team maybe being a little rusty while they're sitting there just, having practices and taking a little batting practice.
Well, Roger Clemens with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, so right now, In the DSs, the home team is 1-5. It was they were 4-4 in the wild card round. We talk about Minnesota being really loud. It doesn't. Why is baseball? Why doesn't it matter? Why does home field advantage not matter nearly as much?
Good question. I mean, there are certain, you know, like old Yankee Stadium, we felt like we had a fantastic advantage. I mean, with your home crowd, I got to tell you, going to in the playoffs way back when, I remember going to Minnesota in the Homer Dome. Now, it was covered, so it was, you know, it was loud. I mean, when the pitching coach came to the mound Posada came to the mound, we were yelling on the mound. You could not hear them. It was so loud. And that's just a huge advantage. But, again, I still think, if you look at all the teams that are playing right now, I still think the Astros have the best bullpen. They just got to get their guys, you know, ready. Everybody knows the role. Presley looks great as usual. And, but again, the starting pitching is going to have to, you know, hopefully get us 5-6 innings, get it deep, get it to our bullpen. And it's just a huge advantage. There's two or three guys are going to be, they've got talked about it earlier. Yordan's locked in, Altuve's locked in, Tucker and Abreu, they're right there. If they can get going, that just puts a lot of pressure on some of these arms that these guys have. I mean, Lopez? I mean, he pitched great for Minnesota. 7 innings, 7 Ks, I believe. For the guys to knock around, you know, Ober, he's got great stuff, and they knocked him around pretty good too. So there's been definitely a few surprises.
In the postseason, we saw Rocco Baldelli yesterday go for offense over defense. You got to score runs. You talk about pitching and defense. Dusty continues to make the decision to sit Yiner and play Maldonado when there's no offense there. What do you think about offense versus defense in the postseason?
Minnesota thinks they can score runs at will, so you're gonna have to pay attention to that. That's where a couple of the other guys got to get they're having good at bats, but Tucker and Abreu, they're gonna have to get going a little bit, and jump in there with Yordan and Altuve. I mean, it's just the way it is. You have to continue pressure on the opposing pitcher and have great at bats, I would love to see a situation where, one of their starters, maybe Sonny Gray. I mean, Sonny's got some pitches he'll throw in there. I mean, he's really good. I've watched him throughout the year. But I would love it to get him at 100 pitches by the fourth inning, something like that. Just have when our boys have those really good quality at bats and they just put pressure inning after inning on the pitcher. So the time that I will not walk away from the TV set to watch will be these first three innings and see what happens in Minnesota.
I'm hoping not much happens, because that's when Christian Javier's struggled so badly. So we'll see what he can put together. I'm curious, Roger, is there any chance at Houston, knowing that Carlos Correa knows these hitters so well, that they maybe overthink their approach or try to maybe alter their approach based on what Carlos may be telling his pitching staff?
No, not at all. I think Javier, he's got to go. He'll come out of the bullpen and he'll go with what his strengths are immediately. And he'll stay with those strengths until somebody makes him change. But again, he's got to make Carrera feel uncomfortable. Nobody likes the ball inside, and you pitch inside for strikes and you pitch inside to open up the outside corner. So again, we talked about it last year. It holds true this year. There's no fastball counts. When you're watching, guys are getting 3-2. The pitcher will get to 3-2 just to be able to throw a breaking ball or a changeup. And that's why I say turn the guys loose on 3-0. You know, you're 3-0 is your 2-0 count now. They know Carrera. Our guys know Carrera just as well as he knows some of our guys. They still have to execute those pitches, and they're not executing those against him or Yordan. So they're leaving these guys, and they're letting them pick off another double or homer late to keep them hot, which you can't do.
Roger Clemens with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's scary, but this lineup is... Roger, when you compare the two lineups, this lineup can't shut it down like it did last night. Now, Lopez looked great, don't get me wrong, But you got to. This team has got to come up with more hitting than they did because it's just better than the Twins lineup.
It is. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, they just shut us right down. It was, I think, before Yordan hit his two. It was, you know, 6-0. What, in the eighth, and then he hit his 2-run homer. But again, it's good. It's good for Yordan. He's staying hot. He's locked in. If they're going to continue to pitch to him, then he's going to do some damage. So. You know, but the with all the comments that I've heard from the clubhouse inside the Twins clubhouse, is they're feeling really comfortable about what they're able to do. If you're a road team, you want to get one win, obviously, out of the two, and now here we go. The Astros are going to have to pick one off in Minnesota to get it back to Houston, which it will get crazy. But, you know, you got the defending champs, so everybody's is going to, you know, they're going to come after them. And guys got to be ready for it. The pitchers are usually going to try and, you know, throw their best stuff, but again, I hope they jump on Sonny Gray early and get going, like you said.
Got to do it. That's Roger Clemens with us after every playoff game right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the John Daspit Law Firm, because that's what John Daspit does. We really appreciate him, and we appreciate you, Roger. Thanks so much for the insight, and we will talk to you again on Wednesday.
Thanks, King. Appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.